Going to read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Proverbs. And also out of Little John, 2 John. Second John. Little John. Book of Proverbs, we're going to be reading out of the 3rd and the 4th chapter. And of course, 2 John is all there is. Say we appreciate the privilege of being here. Appreciate you being here. Trust and pray that you'll mind the Lord. Do that they bid you to do. Very familiar scripture that we're going to read tonight. You just pray for us. 3rd chapter, book of Proverbs. We're going to start with the first verse. It says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding." 4th chapter, first verse, starting. It says, "Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of thy mouth, of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She shall never deliver. Shall she, a crown of glory, shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. When thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life." Little John, 2 John, we'll start with the first verse. It says, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. How many things to write unto you I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading some scripture out of the book of Proverbs and also out of the 2 John. Wonderful scripture. A lot of good things in both of these, and I don't know altogether what we'll do or what we'll say tonight, but I trust that the Lord will send what we stand in need of. The Bible says here in that of the book of Proverbs, and Solomon was noted as a wise man. And he left many proverbs, wrote many proverbs. He left many proverbs. And these first few chapters, he began to talk to the son, and he said, forget not. Keep the commandment. He said, told him here, if I can find it, he said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon thine heart. Well, the scripture teaches us today, and I'll just go from here. You just bear with us. The Bible says here, and it's, I believe that he was trying to instruct that of his son to carry on and to lay hold. He told him in a place, lay hold of her. In the fourth chapter, he said, lay hold of her, talking about wisdom. And he said, when you get to wisdom, he said, get understanding. The main thing was to get wisdom, but when you get it, get understanding. I want to talk to us just a little bit tonight. Bible says here in the book of 2 John that 2 John wrote unto the elect lady. The elect lady and her children. Brethren, the elect lady is the mother of us all. He just didn't pick out, my friend, and it just sustained for that day and for that time. The elect lady is the mother of us all. The Bible says here in the book of Proverbs, he said about his father, He said he learned instruction from his father, and he said that he was beloved in the sight of his mother. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about the motherly side, if I can tonight. Then, brethren, there's not anything new. There's not anything that I've got that broke out today or broke out yesterday. My friend, this scripture and this word of God is forever, the Bible says, settled in heaven. I'm not going to change it, and I don't think you will either. No matter what you believe, my friend, I'll guarantee you the word of God is going to stand for the word. It ain't going to change. It won't change. Not for me, not for you. But we ought to pay attention as John wrote to the mother. And brethren, Ecclesiastes tells you about the woman, which is the mother, my friend, and it also tells us in the Word of God that we're from Jerusalem, which is above, which is the mother of us all. And my friend, we're not our own. And my friend, the Bible said that old John, he wrote, and my friend, what did he tell the elect lady? And my friend, what did he tell her tonight? But to keep the commandments that have been given her. And my friend, is that not right? And my friend, these things tonight that we ought to keep. And my friend, that we've been instructed. Yes, sir, we've been instructed. And my friend, the book of Proverbs is full of instructions. It most certainly is. Not only is it full of instructions, and my friend, it's full of life. And my friend, there's life in wisdom. And my, yes, they are. And my friend, and that's what Solomon said. And my friend, when he was teaching and preaching unto his son, and my friend, get a hold of wisdom. Let her not go. And my friend, don't get rid of her. No, sir. No, sir, don't get rid of instruction. And my friend, I believe we'll find in the Word of God there's plenty of instructions. Yes, they are. Now, wonder why John and my friend wrote to the elect lady. And my friend, he said, I'm not going to write a lot to you. He said, I'm going to come see you face to face. And my friend, did you know that when you got born again, and my friend, that you became part of a church, and you became part of a family of God? Yes, sir. And my friend, and brethren, the family has some instruction. Yes, they do. My friend, we're living in a time when we don't like, my friend, too many rules. My friend, when we get them, we don't abide by them. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I learned a long time ago. My friend, brethren, I've come through some things, my friend, that some of you don't even have to deal with today. My friend, but brethren, when you're dealing with people, my friend, brethren, you have to treat them all the same. Yes, sir. My friend, you have to treat the bad just as good as you do the good. Yes, sir. My friend, now, me saying that, my friend, the instruction was to us all. My my friend, it didn't change. My friend and brethren, if you ever fired somebody, my friend, or got rid of them, my friend, you best have all your ducks in the row. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. If not, it'd been your job. My friend, these things, these rules, these instructions. My friend and brethren, I don't know that the Lord has ever fired anybody. My friend, but he ain't been pleased with some. Can I say that? My friend, some of his own people. My friend, we've got the map. We've got the instructions. My friend, brethren, and to keep the commandments of God. My friend, must have been pretty important. My friend, not only is that what Solomon teaches you in Proverbs, my friend, but John writes it in John to the elect lady and her children, to keep the commandments of God. My friend, and he talks about the doctrine. My friend, you know a lot of folks don't like that word. My friend, they don't like the word doctrine. My friend, but I've got news for you. According to John, my friend, there is a doctrine. My friend, and he said, if you have them that believe not this doctrine, my friend, he says they are the Antichrist. My friend, is that not what he, that's what he said in his word. My friend, brethren, we've got, we're living in a time when people talk, my friend, about the Antichrist, and they ain't got a clue what they're talking about. My friend, not according to the word of God. My friend, brethren, they're something that makes you an Antichrist. Yes, they are. My friend, it doesn't matter. My friend, I venture to say, I had a man tell me one time, we was talking about the scripture. My friend, and he believed this. He looked at me. He said, well, he said, if so-and-so was blonde-headed and blue-eyed, he said, they'd be the Antichrist. My friend, I just looked at him. My friend, I just looked at him. My friend, I didn't say nothing right then. My friend, but he kept on talking. He had the floor. My friend, and then when he quit, my friend, I asked him a question. My friend, I said, show me in the scripture. My friend, where he's blonde-headed and blue-eyed. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, he got to fiddling around. Well, that's what my pastor said. And I said, I can't help that. I said, just show me. My friend, in the scripture. My friend, listen to me. Years ago, my friend, old Bush was in office. My friend, we had a war over yonder. My friend, yes, we did. And there's a salesman that come around. My friend, that I had to deal with. My friend, and he come in all bold and broad-breasted. My friend, and talking about, my friend, how this was Armageddon and the Holy War. Yes, sir. My friend, I didn't say a word. My friend, I just let him talk. My friend, if y'all remember, that thing just in a few weeks was over. My friend, yes, sir. It was over. My friend, I couldn't help myself. I had that salesman come around. My friend, after that war was over. My friend, and I opened my mouth. I did. My my friend. I said, brother, my friend, I thought that you said that was the holy war. My friend, the Armageddon. My friend, he looked at me and he said, he said, our pastor said it wasn't the real thing. It's just leading up to. My friend, I thought, my friend, I'm going to make this statement. My friend, and I can make it because how the Word of God teaches so. My friend, brother, and them's the Antichrist. Yes, sir. My friend, don't believe in God. My friend, no, sir, got this thing figured out a different way. Yes, sir. He said they did run with us. That what he said? John said that. He said they did run with us. He said if they'd have been of us, they'd have no doubt continued. My friend, with us. He said, but they're not with us that they might be revealed. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know about you tonight. I'm not here to get on to you. My friend, but I am here to preach to you. My friend, that the Lord give me. My friend, brethren, instructions is good. My friend, you can get in the book of Proverbs. I've had people tell me, my friend, preacher, you stay too much in the Old Testament. My friend, my answer, my friend, to them, my friend, it takes the old and the new to have the Word of God. My friend, it does. It does. I don't live in the Old Testament. My friend, no, sir, I don't live under the law. My friend, I live under grace. My friend, I wonder tonight, my friend, what do you know about grace? My friend, yes, sir. My friend, brother, the elect lady knowed something. Yes, she did. My friend, the church knows something. My friend, and I'm going to say that I'm preaching to the church. My friend, you say, preacher, am I the church? Yes, you are. My friend, if you've been born again, yes, sir. My friend, if God has really come into your life, my friend, you're of the New Jerusalem. Yes, sir, which is above. Yes, sir, and the mother of us all. My friend, preacher, we're the church. They shouldn't be no instructions. My friend, why did John write unto the elect lady? My friend, and her children. My friend, and her children, and her offspring. My friend, I didn't live back in the 30s and the 20s. My friend, in the teenage years. My friend, or the 1800s, I didn't live back then. My friend, brethren, I can't tell you what they done. My friend, but I can say this. My friend, that word right there ain't changed. My friend, it doesn't matter what year you was born in. My friend, it don't matter if you born today. My friend, you live to be 100, it'll still be the Word of God. Yes, sir. Still be the Word of God. My friend, you know it's a shame you can't hardly find, my friend, a King James Version of the Bible. My friend, there's very few. You go to the Christian bookstore. My friend, there's very few of them. My friend, they've got everything else. My friend, they most certainly have. What I want to leave with you tonight before I bring my remarks to a close, my friend, is that you are the elect lady. My friend, you do have some commandments to keep. my friend. Yes, sir. It's your stay. It's your rule. My friend, I'm going to say this. My friend, there's very little in this world that interests me. My friend, outside of the church of the living God. My friend, I can honestly tell you that. My friend, you say, preacher, can you make it? My friend, when the church is the only thing you care about? My friend, yes, you can. Yes, sir. My friend, does God love his people? Amen, he does. My friend, does God love his church? My friend, yes, he does. Does God expect anything out of his church? Yes, he does. My friend, I don't care. I don't care if you're young in this thing or if you're old. My friend, brethren, there's something required of you. My friend, from the mother church. My friend, yes, sir, if you had a good mother, my friend, I don't know where you did or didn't. My friend, but if you had a good mother, my friend, brethren, you know. You know the things that she, my friend, keeps going just around the household. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, there's some duties that wouldn't be done if it wasn't for the mother. My friend, ain't that right? Yes, sir. Me and my wife both worked. My friend was raising our kids. My friend, she'd work an 8-hour job, come home. Listen, folks. My friend, they wouldn't no pizza put in the oven. My friend, hear me. My friend, they wouldn't no slices of pizza put in the microwave. My friend didn't even have a microwave. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, brethren, she got home. Her duties didn't end. My friend, she got home before I did. My friend, and normally, Daniel, normally, my friend, by the time I got home, do you know there was supper on the table? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can tell you this. My friend, and there was plenty. There's five of us. My friend, and there's plenty. Yes, sir. My friend, I'm going to throw this in. It won't cost you anything. My friend, brother, and I appreciate my wife. Yes, I do. She's a good cook. My friend, her number one problem is she don't know how to cook for two. My friend, and she expects me to eat it. My friend, and you can just look at me. My friend, I don't let too much of it go to waste. My friend, no sir. My friend, I normally eat my portion. My friend, and sometimes their portion. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, that don't really mean anything. Who would put that food on the table? My friend, if it wasn't that wife, if it wasn't that good mother. My friend, I'm not going to tell you she never did complain. She did sometime, but she didn't complain much. My friend, no sirree. The kids wasn't able to cook. My friend, no sirree. I appreciate her home economics teacher. Yes, sir. They taught them how to cook. They did. They taught them how to make good biscuits. Yes, sir. My friend, I can cook. My friend, I can do a lot of things, but you know what I can't do? My friend, in a household, I cannot take the place of the mother. No, sir, it ain't gonna happen. My friend, brethren, and I'm here to tell you, my friend, if you're a mother, you ought to be a good one. I, friend? Yes, sir, there's no reason. Am I, friend, to shirk it off on somebody else? Am I, friend, be a mother that you ought to be? Am I, friend, brother, you that book will back it up. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Am I, friend, I ain't going to tell you have to call your husband Lord. Am I, friend, but Sarah did. Did you know that? Am I, friend, Sarah called Abraham Lord? Am I? Yes, sir, it might have been a little L, but thank God he is still Lord. Yes, sir. Am I, friend, you listen now. I know you say, preacher, that don't even make good sense. The mother plays a role. Am I, friend, what I'm telling you? And the mother church, my friend, has a role, my friend, to play, and we've all got a place to fill. Yes, we have. My friend, we've all got a place, my friend, in the house of God. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? My friend, brother, and I, as far as I know, I never went hungry when I was growing up. And my friend, no sir, and we did. I can faithfully and honestly tell you, and my friend, when I was growing up, I didn't even know what a pizza was. And my friend, no sir, no sir. And my friend, we had everything every week on the same night. Yes, we did. And my friend, my worst night was Wednesday. And my friend, because she made chicken livers. And my friend, and I hated chicken livers. And my friend, but you know what was on the table? And my friend, chicken livers. And I wouldn't eat them as fish bait. Yes, sir. And my friend, me and my granddaddy fished with them quite a bit. And my friend, I wasn't about to eat one. No, sir. And my friend, but listen, that's what we had. So things didn't change just because you didn't like what was on the table. And my friend, but we had some fixings that went with that chicken liver, and I ate the fixings. And my friend, normally potatoes and gravy. I liked it anyway. And my friend, but I just never would eat chicken liver. And my friend, Tuesday night was pinto bean night. And I told her when I left the house and got married, I said, I'll never eat another pinto bean. And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, my mother was a good mother. And my friend, yes, sir, she was a good mother. It ain't just that she kept things prepared. And my friend, it ain't that Kathy just kept things prepared for our children. And my friend, brother, they was a combination there. And my friend, we worked together. And my friend tried to raise them kids. And my friend, the best we knowed how. And my friend, yes, sir, give them the best we could. And my friend, for the day, yes, sir, yes, sir, these things, my friend, about a mother. And my friend, that she overlooks that the father never sees. How did you know that? And my friend, brethren, it works the same way spiritually. Yes, it does. Church, these things, you ought to know. You ought to know who's in trouble around the church. And my friend, you know that. You ought to know. And my friend, who ain't right and who's, yes, sir, or where they ought to be. And my friend, yes, sir, you ever just had that thing you just really couldn't put your finger on? And my friend, but there's something there. And my friend, yes, sir, something's there. Don't know what, but there's something. And my friend, I've had that feeling, my friend, by quite a few preachers. Yes, sir. I helped one in revival, my friend. And I'd never been around him that much. And my friend, and I just never could 100% hook up with him. And my friend. Yes, sir. There's just something there. Help my friend. About 2 months after I helped him in revival, I found out what it was. Yes, sir. My friend, it doesn't mean you say, preacher, can you know that about me? I'm going to tell you something. My friend, brother, I might not ought to tell you. My friend, but brethren, our spirits connect. Did you know that? My friend, did you know that a dog, a cat, or a horse, my friend, can detect whether or not, my friend, you're a friendly person unto them? Yes, sir, they can detect that. Now, you tell me how a dog can tell. My friend, you tell me how a cat can tell. My friend, you tell me how a horse can tell. My friend, I've been around horses enough to know. I scared of them. And you know what? They knowed it. Yes, sir. My friend, one I got on ride knowed it. Yes, sir. Tried his best to get me off. My friend, yes, sir. I'm not going to get into all that. You say, preacher, that ain't got nothing to do. My friend, what you preaching? Yes, it does. My friend, brethren, our spirits, my friend, will unite. My friend, if you're a part of the mother church, my friend, yes, it will. My friend, there's just something about you. There's just something about you. My friend, I didn't mean it. I'll say this, I guess I did. My friend, that's the way I went. My friend, there ain't no need me saying any different. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, there's a young lady come to our church. My friend, this is years ago. My friend, and she came. My friend, a good little bit. My friend, now I could not tell you what her problem was. My friend, but I could sense that there was something that was going on. My friend, can't you tell when your child, my friend, has got something that they're supposed to tell you? My friend, and they won't. As a parent, my friend, you say, preacher, where'd you get on this for? I don't know, but I'm just going to run it on. My friend, you can tell. You can tell when you get around somebody. My friend, yes, you can. You can tell when you get around your children. My friend, if there's something clear between you, or if there's a little something that's set between you, you can tell. My friend, yes, sir, my first ticket, my first driving ticket. I hadn't had license a month. Yes, sir. My friend, and I wasn't at home. My friend, the night that I got caught speeding. My friend, but I had to go home the next morning. We were sitting at the breakfast table, and my friend was sitting there, and he was scared or than I was. My friend, my mother spoke up, and she said, what's wrong? My friend, I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. My friend, there's something wrong with Eddie. My friend, I said, I don't know what's wrong with him. My friend, there ain't nothing wrong with me. My friend, I just eat away. My friend, she said that, I bet, 3 or 4 times. There's something going on. That's exactly what she said. My friend, how'd she know that? My friend, how'd she know that? I've set my 3 children down before. My friend, and Kathy had a saying around the house. My friend, about the not me ghost. My friend, yes, sir. Because I'd set them down and find out who's done what. And all 3 of them say, not me. My friend, not me, not me. My friend, it wouldn't take too long, Daniel, to somebody fessed up. It couldn't be all not me. And my friend, one of you is guilty. And my friend, after we finished eating, I had my ticket in my pocket and I pulled it out. And my friend, I give it to my daddy and my mother. Yes, I knowed something. I knowed something was wrong. And my friend, daddy read that thing that said 65 mile an hour on there. And my friend, he folded it back up and give it to me. And my friend, I wished it was that easy to get by. And my friend, it wasn't. That wasn't easy. I took that ticket and I handed it right back to him. And I said, daddy, you might need to keep reading. Yes, sir. And my friend, the speed limit was 65. And my friend, that was on a night on the interstate. And my friend, they went on red down there and they said, 100 mile an hour. Brethren, it didn't go over that well. No, it didn't. And my friend, brethren, he folded that ticket up and gave it to him. He said, your driving days is over. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, listen, the point of it is that they sensed, and my friend, that something was wrong. And my friend, yes, sir, they sensed it. The mother church, my friend, knows her children. Yes, she does. And my friend, I believe there's something in the scripture, my friend, that says pray for one another. And my friend, have you ever read in there where it says bear ye one another's burdens? And my friend, I got news for you. And my friend, you can tell when one of them's burdened. Can't you, Crafton? Yes, you can. You can tell when something's going on. And my friend, with one of your church members, why is that, preacher? Because we're the mother. And my friend, that's why. We have that motherly instinct. And my friend, yes, sir, call it what you want to. And my friend, brethren, John loved the church. Yes, he did. He loved the elect lady. You go in the first chapter of the book of Little John, and my friend, and you find out if he didn't tell them, and my friend, that their sins would be found out. And my friend, but not only would they be found out, but that God would forgive them of their sins. And my friend, because of what Jesus Christ has done, we're all I hate to say it, but I find it that way a lot of times. We're all guilty of something. But you know, I'm glad I've got a father that is forgiven. He's forgiven. He's full of mercy. He's full of grace. And he's a forgiving God. Now, saying all that, my friend, don't you think that the Lord cares about his church, his people? There ought to be some unity between us. There ought not to be division. There ought not to be, my friend, he said, she said. Ought not to be. There ought to be some unity. Some unity. Something that draws us together. And the truth of it is, it'll take that Spirit of God to do so. I hope you got something out of my rambling tonight. I really do.